Watch, Trump condemns Hezbollah attack on Israeli children, blames Biden-Harris. By Joel B. Polak on July 27, 2024. Former President Donald Trump condemned a rocket attack by Hezbollah on Saturday that killed 12 Israeli Arab children in the Golan Heights, blaming President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris for their weakness. Trump commented just hours after a Hezbollah rocket killed at least 12 children in an Israeli Arab Druze village, Majal Shams, in the northern Golan Heights. Trump told supporters at a rally in St. Cloud, Minnesota. "Before we begin, I want to condemn the evil attack on Israel that took place earlier today. A missile launched by Hezbollah killed at least a dozen children, young children. And they were playing, as you heard, on a soccer field in Israeli territory on the Golan Heights. A place that I recognized during my administration as under Israel's sovereignty. The savage Hezbollah terrorists struck these children with an Iranian precision missile. Dozens more were wounded in the attack, and sadly the death toll is probably going to go very substantially higher. Our hearts go out to the families of these innocent children. No parent should have to suffer the terrible loss of a child at the hands of terrorists or anybody else. Today's attack on Israel cannot be forgotten. And it will go down as another moment in history created by a weak and ineffective United States president and vice president. They wouldn't have done this if I were the president, they wouldn't have done it, and they didn't. With time, the situation will only get worse for our country. With the kind of leadership that we have right now, which is no leadership, it's probably worse than no leadership. It's negative, it must galvanize Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Conservatives, Progressives, Libertarians, and everybody else to put strength, respect, and power back into the USA, where it belongs. This attack, just like the attack on October 7th, or the Ukraine-Russia war, none of it would have happened. It would have never happened if we were president, it wouldn't have happened. It's a dangerous and terrible time for the world. And it's almost the entire fault of the incompetent Biden-Harris administration. Harris, who is the presumptive Democratic nominee after Biden's withdrawal last Sunday, has expressed moral equivocation about the war between Israel and Hamas terrorists in Gaza, who, like Hezbollah, are backed by Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who met with Trump, Biden, and Harris last week, cut short his trip to the U.S. on Saturday to rush home to deal with the attack and a likely Israeli response. In a statement, he said, translated from Hebrew by government press office, "Citizens of Israel, like you, I was shocked to see the horrific photos in the wake of Hezbollah's murderous attack in Majal Shams. Among those who were murdered are young children who were playing soccer, and others. All of our hearts are broken over these sights. We embrace the families and the entire Druze community in its difficult hour, which is also our difficult hour. Since I was updated about the disaster, I have been holding continuous security consultations and I have directed that our return to Israel be brought forward. As soon as I arrive, I will immediately convene the security cabinet. I can say that the state of Israel will not let this pass in silence. We will not overlook this. Israel's response could rise to the level of all-out war," Foreign Minister Israel Katz told Israeli media on Saturday. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.